The midst of forgiveness, that is the reflection of the day. Forgiveness. It's interesting how lately I've been asked by many people, how do I forgive? And I say that I know that there are myths out there that somehow when you forgive, you are taking away the strength, basically, of the trauma. Whatever happened to you, that you are saying that somehow that it's okay what happened to you, that it's okay that this person did this to you. And I have to say that, you know, I was one of those people that I could not give the forgiveness to my father. I couldn't forgive other people for hurting me. And as I was giving sort of this situation, and I talk about it many times, of, you know, forgiving my father, I realized one thing that was so powerful is that I took away the resentment that I felt inside my soul that was eating up my life, that was destroying me inside like a vicious, terminally ill cancer. And I carry that with me every day, every day. So when I forgave my father, the forgiveness that was sincere, I felt, and I'm not going to go through all the details because you can read my book for that, and you'll see how I ended up forgiving my father. But what it did was that it made what he did, it made it weaker in a way. And when I say weaker is that it no longer became sort of my excuse for everything that was happening in my life. So the strength became my ability to actually just move on in peace and be more focused. I'm not saying that you get healed immediately. This is one of those, you know, tools that you can use as part of your healing journey, because the work still, there's a lot of work to be done. But then you could actually accelerate the healing process, your healing journey, by taking away those feelings of resentment. This is what forgiving does. I think it is the most powerful tool of healing when you genuinely decide that you are no longer giving your power to the trauma or the people that have hurt you. And for me, after I did that with my dad, it actually became easier to forgive other people that have hurt me, because I realized that if I do that and I genuinely desire, you know, kindness and respect for the world, and that includes those people that have hurt me, I let the universe take care of what it needs to take care of. But I really genuinely wish for those people to find the peace within their soul of what have made them do the things that they would do, because there's a history that everybody carries. There are generations of pain and depression and trauma that people just carry through generation. So the people that have hurt me, I know they have their own pain. So by me genuinely forgiving them. And when I say genuinely forgiving them, is I know that it's genuine. You know why? Because it doesn't hurt like it used to hurt when I used to think of my trauma, or when I used to think of my ex-husband and the things that he did that hurt me tremendously, the pain that I went through. It took the power away. So learning to forgive is for you. It is for you to stop this terminally ill cancer of resentment in your soul that is not allowing you to grow, that is destroying the relationships that are near you, that is destroying your family connection, your love connection. There is so much that we give up because we hold on to the resentment, and we are not willing to just let go of the pain by forgiving those that have hurt us. You're not saying that what they did is right. You are saying that you're no longer giving them the power of hurting you, that you are taking control of what it is, the now, and that you will decide not to carry this pain in the future, that you will heal, that you will start the healing process without resentment. You practice that so much that I can tell you at this point in my life, I live with tremendous peace. And I know that that peace in the success that I am having in my life comes from my ability to forgive. So I am inviting you today, forgive. Let's stop thinking that you're holding on to, that you're not going to, it's almost like you're not giving the respect to the trauma that you went through. No, on the contrary, you're saying enough is enough. I am going to start loving myself by starting to forgive myself and forgive those that have hurt me. It is possible. Do not carry the resentment. Today, you can choose forgiveness. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.